Dr. Redfield today said that more than 90% of the population remains susceptible to coronavirus. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I think that Dr. Redfield misstated something there.
And so
I'm going to answer your question if you let me finish. The data on susceptible that he was talking about was his surveillance data that showed that roughly 9% of the country has antibodies. But when you look at the CDC data state by state, much of that data is old. Some of it goes back to March or April before many of these states had the cases. That's point number one. Point number two is that the immunity to the infection is not solely determined by the percent of people who have antibodies. If you look at the research, and there's been about 24 papers at least on the immunity from T cells, that's a different type of immunity than antibodies. And without being boring, the reality is that according to the papers from Sweden, Singapore, and elsewhere, there is cross immunity, highly likely, from other infections. And there is also T cell immunity. And the combination of those makes the antibodies a small fraction of the people that have immunity. So the answer is no, it is not 90% of people that are susceptible to the infection.
So I guess my question is, for I'm not a doctor, I defer to your expertise on this and to his, but so Americans hear one thing from the CDC director and another thing from you. Who are we to believe?
You're supposed to believe the science, and I'm telling you the science.
So he's not telling us science.
I'm telling you the science, and that's the answer. And if you want to look up all the data, you're free to. You can also talk to the following epidemiologist.
I guess, why is he still going out before Congress and speaking if you say he's misstated today and the president said he misstated last time? Americans are looking for the best information right now.
Yeah, and I'm giving you the best information, and it's confirmed by people like Martin Kulldorff, who's a Harvard epidemiologist at Harvard Medical School. Let me finish, please. Jay Bhattacharya and Johnny Anides, both epidemiologists at Stanford. Professor Gupta, University of Oxford. These are people who know the latest data on the immunology and what's happening, and I just recited it to you.
I'm going to give Scott a little time off.